We wanted to have a little chat about Bill 6 because I don't really understand what all the furor is about. You know, I can see how it was really poorly communicated by the NDP government. And I think initially they made some errors in what they should have been saying and what farmers actually wanted. I think they're trying to fix that. But from a communication standpoint, it seems to be a little too late if protests are any consideration here.
Just because people are loud doesn't make them right.
No.
That applies in many situations. I think the NDP is going to see this type of rhetoric used against them a lot by their opposition. Instead of respect, decorum, debate, even I knew this was an issue before the provincial election. I've never worked on a farm. But to me, as a person who believes in protecting employees, not having farm employees covered by workers' compensation or occupational health and safety,
like every other province in Canada,
it's a glaring miss.
Yeah.
So how do you fix it? What I like is that they listened and said, okay, the concern with this legislation is that there are employees who are family members.
Yeah.
Will this destroy the family farm? I don't think the NDP is trying to destroy the family farm. Or, you know, this is some sort of socialist, communistic experiment to take over all the land in the province.
And, right.
You know, there's hysteria in here. It really doesn't add to the debate. It's going to change. And the people who work on farms who right now have nothing to cover them or help them should something go wrong. Think about it. Like, you're at your job, you get hurt. We have a system in place to protect us as employees. And that comes through a long history of fighting
for these
types of rights.
There are some legitimate concerns with Bill 6, and I think the government is hoping to address them through consultations as things go down the line here. I also think that the flames are being fanned by political agitators from a certain opposition party that are using this as a wedge issue to try to prove a point. Or there are a lot of people in Alberta that just still cannot believe we have an NDP government, and they will do whatever they possibly can to try to bring it down or to try to stall whatever they're trying to do, anything.
There are a lot of things that need to be fixed in the province of Alberta after over 40-year reign by the Progressive Conservatives, and it's going to be hard work. And 4 years from now, we can look back at the record and see whether Bill 6 addressed a need that needed to be changed or not. But that's when.
Like it or not, the NDP government were voted in with a majority. They can put through whatever legislation they want. And I think the opposition has a choice to either collaboratively work with them on a friendly or relatively friendly basis to come up with working solutions that address the other side of things, or to just be agitators. And that's what they've chosen to be. And I don't think they're going to get anywhere with this strategy.